afternoon. My name is Michael Kaido, and I welcome you to this week's edition of Inside SCOM. Inside SCOM is a production of the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM, and SCOM is an indigenous student movement which has got branches in secondary schools, universities, and college campuses across Malawi. Today, we finalize the teaching on Abiding in Christ by Margaret Banda, where he will emphasize on how do we abide in Christ. We'll also hear a testimony from Weshadai Gazembe and get a snapshot of what's happening in SCOM. So please stick around. But let's begin with a song coming from Peace Piri and will give us a track titled Bwira Kwa Yesu.
You are listening to Inside SCOM.
You are listening to Inside SCOM on TWR.
Titled Bwira Kwa Yesu, done by Peace Piri, coming away on Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. And today, you are with me, Michael Kaidon. And now invite Margaret Banda to finalize the teaching on abiding in Christ.
How do we abide in Christ? Live by love. You remember the Ten Commandments? And you remember how Jesus summed them up? There was a teacher of the law, yeah? A teacher of the law who says, what can I do to enter the kingdom of God? And Jesus says, what do you think? He says, I think I should keep the commandments. Yes. But you know, the commandments, it's all about that you love God and you love your neighbor. And he says, you said I should love God, no problem with God. But neighbor, for purposes of our understanding, because lawyers, they like definitions. So, who is my neighbor? That's a lawyer. Who is my neighbor? And then Jesus speaks about this person who was left dead, was attacked by robbers, and then he was left like for dead. And then this man of God, the priest, went by and came another one. The man of God went by and then came this. They call him a good what? The title says a good Samaritan, but it was not written as good Samaritan in the Bible. They don't say good Samaritan in the text, but just the heading maybe. But they just said there was this person and he was a Samaritan. He did everything. He said, okay, I'll bandage you up and then I'll take you to an inn and tell them that if you want, if there'll be extra bills, please, I'll pay. A Samaritan. Why they call him a good Samaritan is because you remember between the Jews and the Samaritans, Samaenderan. If you were born in my days, there was this nonsense, which was, the nonsense went like, you are lucky you are born today. But during our days, they used to tell us that nonsense. So there was something like that. Aonda Samaria, sitma enterana, ifenda yuda, mpesa when. Useless. Let's live by love. Nothing like segregation or these isms. Yeah? Isms, nepotism, regionalism, tribalism, or whatever ism. If you want, go by Christianism. That's all. I'm telling you this because you are going out into the world and you meet these things and you'll be like, what? All right. So let's live by love. The Lord our God wants us to be fruitful. And he wants us to live according to his teachings. In his teachings, there are a lot of things. But the things that you must never ever graduate from. I always tell people that you don't graduate from basics. The same things that you learned when you were in kindergarten. Because anzatu, munindimu ayona kuti skulu, muna ambira kunazari. You, when you started in nursery school or in primary school, at least you knew how to say alphabet. Yeah? How many letters in the alphabet? 26. And how many numbers are there? Numbers? Are you sure? Yeah? Are they 9? See. Form 4. How many numbers are there? Somebody says 10, somebody says 9. There are 10 because of 0. Okay? Now, that is aside, okay? At least by now, when you are going into the world, at least you know that there are 10 numbers. All right. So, from there, if you become a professor, how many letters of the alphabet will be there? Because now you are a professor. 26, just like the one, just like 20 alphabet are letters, 26 letters. No, you are professor now. Have they increased? The numbers, same. So I say you don't graduate from basics because these are basics. You still use them the entire life. So in Christianity, there are basics that you need. Reading the word of God is very important. Please stay. If you want to stay in Christ, please have your Bible with you. Whether you use a printed one like mine, old school, or you have it on the phone, it's all up to you. Just make sure that when it is time for you to read the Bible, maybe turn off the data so that messages are not coming. So that you concentrate. It's a self-discipline. Because that's the only way that you are going to be cleansed. You are clean because of the word I am speaking to you. So remain studying the word of God. How about prayer? Prayer. Continue praying. Because those are the teachings of Christ. You remember the disciples of Jesus? They had seen Jesus performing miracles, turning water into wine, healing the blind, Bartimaeus, whether raising the son of this woman of nine, whether it is the Lazarus resurrection. But when it came to asking the disciples, did they ask him, Master, teach us how to raise the dead? Teach us how to heal the sick? No, they said, teach us how to do what? To pray. Because they knew the secret of this man is this. He's the way he prays. Every morning he goes out somewhere alone and he's busy talking to his father. Praying is simply talking to God. Please don't complicate things. I have lived long enough as a Christian. I told you from 87, it's not today. I have prayed all manner of prayer, whether running, whether taking off the shirt, whether sleeping on the floor, whether banging tables. But every time I have thought I've done all those gymnastics, the question has been, have I prayed? Have I spoken to God? Have I listened from God? So however you do it, just make sure that when it is time to pray, you pray, not play. All right? Talk to God. I had a friend who used to preach at a hospital in Blantyre when we were in college. And this other day, I found him just seated down. So he was seated like this, seated down. And he was like, God, you see, I went to the hospital to preach. And before I went there, I asked you that I want people to be healed right there. Right there. So that they know that you are God and that I'm your servant. But I don't think anybody has been healed there. I'm very disappointed. I'm very, very disappointed. And meanwhile, I said, no, I'll stop this. Because for me, I was... But when I saw him doing that, I said, I think I better do something like that. That's growing odd. I better also sober up and talk to God like I'm talking to a person. Sometimes you need that kind of prayer. Just sit down and talk to him. Sometimes things have really overwhelmed you. Just write them as a letter. Write them, dear God. You see these things. And then you take, this is the letter. Put it there. Father, my problems are those ones. This is what I'm struggling with. I need help. So, the word of God, prayer. And number three is, please do not isolate yourself. Identify good people, good Christians you can work with. Identify a very good place you can be worshiping. Please. The easiest way of kuzimita moto makudziwa, the easiest way, apart from kutirapo madzi, ka kutirapo doti, is just leave it unattended. Mhuni zija, kungo zisia jonchu, uzingo yaka. Osa majota purusa jani, osa masongezira, kungo usia. Zibanga banga basi moto ujotan usia. So if you want to remain alone, and no matter how ine nima enda ndeka ine, that's danger. I had that principle. The manana kuti a great lion hunts alone. So manana kuti ndikanga to Yohane Mbatizi. Ayimweni muri chipululu. You are not in a desert. You are not in a desert. Stay with your friends. Team up. Yeah? Ngati mukhalira kuka Eliya kena kaka amweni, tingamakumana tizipemphera or tizilimbikitsana. That will keep you in the faith. I think that's what I wanted to share with you. That's what I would have really wanted to share with you. I've told you that there are how many kingdoms? Two. And everything you see it in that light. There are kingdoms fighting. And I've told you that we belong to which kingdom? The kingdom of light. All right? And how do we get in the kingdom of light? By being born again. Please, being born again has nothing to do with religion. Has nothing to do with the church. It is the word of God. That's why Nicodemus, who was a great teacher of the law, atamuona mbuye Yesu mena kuchita zinthu nowways, anapita usiku. Kutazaka ngamtole mistake unauta ha. Kodi ndingapange chani kuti ndikalowe ufumu wakumwamba. This man was a teacher of the law. And he says, okay, mwadziche betsabu nakulu. You need to be born again. You need to recognize that Jesus, it's only Jesus who can save. Only Jesus. You cannot use any other methods other than, any other method other than Jesus. Did you notice that in chapter, in John, by the time he's coming to say, I am the true vine, he had said a lot of I ams. Yeah? Kwinaku. Yeah? This was I am number 7. Now you have time, read your Bible. John, you discover he's saying, I am the bread of what? I am the resurrection and life. I am the way, the truth, and I am the good shepherd. You remember? And then finally, in chapter 15, that's where he says, I am the true vine. You better remain in me. Stay planted in me. When you stay in him, you will enjoy all these other things. That's why he's saying, don't rush about these other things. Please, begin with the first seeking his kingdom. Be in his kingdom. Because all these other things are privileges of people who are in the kingdom. These issues of healings, somewhere he said, you cannot take food and throw it to the dogs. You remember? Talking about healing. So you are sick in the body. Number one is be in the kingdom, because then healing is going to come, because it's food for children. These are the things, clothing and the like, because when he said, seek ye first, he was saying, you people, you worry about what to wear, what to eat, but the birds of the air, they don't plant, but they eat. The flowers of the garden, they are beautiful, but they don't design. So what's the problem? Then he said, seek ye first. So can we close it at that? For me, I can close at that. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Margaret Banda. That was the last part of the three-week series on abiding in Christ.
Hello, I'm Homesman Jeremiah, and you're listening to Inside SCOM.
Now, let's go to our today's testimony segment, and today we're going to hear from El Shaddai Kazembe.
I'm El Shaddai Kazembe. I'm from Chirazu, but currently I'm staying in Blantyre for studies. I'm doing social work, a degree at Millennium University, Blantyre.
El Shaddai, when did you become born again?
I became born again in 2013 when I was in Form 1 in SCOM. So when I was got into secondary school, I joined the SCOM. So this is where I encountered Christ to be my personal Lord and Savior.
Okay, what happened?
I heard a message in the service. So the message touched my heart. It was like somebody is revealing my character. So at that time, I was just a churchgoer, but without knowing what is it is exactly to be a Christian. So that service in SCOM opened my eyes to know who Christ is and what should we do to become followers of Christ.
Okay. Then what took you to SCOM? How did you find yourself in SCOM in the first place?
Okay, when we are the newcomers on campus, So the senior members, those that are in Form 3 or Form 2, they can come to welcome us and they introduce to us all the clubs and the activities that are happening on the school.
Okay. Which school was this?
That was Makua CDSS.
Okay. So going back to Makua CDSS, how was SCOM in those days?
In those days, SCOM was a very good organization where students can go and sing choruses, listen to a sermon, and also discuss some extracurricular activities.
What's the most memorable moment for you at Makua?
My most memorable moment was when there was a joint meeting where some 2 to 3 schools can come together, then the associate may come to minister to them and encourage them. So that time there came some associates, and I remember Mrs. Silica came and encouraged us. He taught us about academic excellency and also motivated us that we should be attending the Easter conferences.
Going to college, what's the most memorable moment for you?
My most memorable moment is when I was elected as the regional chairperson for Southern Region. So this is when I realized that, oh, there is potential in me that I can also lead other people in this organization. So SCOM has just shaped me, and I just appreciate what SCOM has done to me because it has exposed me to some skills and also to interact with other people.
Okay, so apart from the skills, exposure and interaction with other people, what other ways has SCOM impacted your life?
Because of the teachings in SCOM, for example, I mentioned about academic excellence. So SCOM has also helped me to work extra hard so that I may be excellent in my class during exams and whatever I can do to be excellent.
There are many organizations, I think, at schools and in colleges. But what do you like most being in SCOM?
What I like most being in SCOM is that it is, because of its nature, it is interdenominational in nature. So when we go to other organizations, they are church-based. So if we go there, we are under the doctrine of that church. While in SCOM, because it is a fellowship of believers regardless of their denomination, so we come at a neutral position just to encounter Christ. So this is what makes me to like SCOM most.
What would be your last words or any word of encouragement to fellow students?
To my fellow students, I have observed that there are some students who are believers. They are attending SCOM or any Christian organization on campus. So some, they fail to balance their Christian life and also academics. They fail to manage their time because it has been said that some of the believers on campus, they are the most failures. But I would like to encourage my fellow students that they should be able to manage their time and balance. If it is time for the service of God, let us do it wisely so that we may also remember that we are students and work extra hard to be distinguished.
That's the voice of Weshadai Gazembe, who was our guest in today's testimony segment.
Hi, I'm Susan Silica. You're listening to Inside SCOM.
Finally, let me update you on what's happening in SCOM. SCOM has new national leadership. The leaders were elected last weekend at the SCOM National Governing Council meeting in Lilongwe. And the leadership is as follows: Chairperson Wormsman Jeremiah, Vice Chairperson Gilbert Marizeni, Treasurer Robert Mangwiro, Vice Treasurer Ellen Njenga, Members Bruce Alfred, Pato Zidana, Fanny Kamanga, Herbert Malukomo, Trinomika Kalua, Henry Silika, Beatrice Makwenda, and the SCOM General Secretary Ellen Napala. National Governing Council also elected new trustees for SCOM, and these are Mr. Patrick Awudzu, Professor Alfred Malua, Justice Agnes Patemba, Justice Chifundo Kachali, and Dr. Felix Lombe. This Saturday, 23 November 2024, there will be 3 joint meetings in Kotakota at the following venues: Walemera CDSS, Camp of Eagles Private School, and Kasitu CDSS. Whilst in Kasungu, there will be 2 joint meetings also on Saturday, 23 November, one at Chamama CDSS and another one at Simulimba CDSS. And SCOM associates will also visit Mikuyu CDSS on 23 November 2024. In Longwe, there'll be a joint meeting at Nkwiji Secondary School on 23 November 2024. In Chitipa, SCOM has organized the following activities in this coming week. Today, 17 November 2024, Chitipa SCOMAF is having a zonal meeting at Chitipa DHO, and the meeting has started at 1:30. So if you happen to be in Chitipa, you can rush at the DHO office where SCOM associates are having a zonal meeting. Tomorrow, 18 November 2024, there'll be official SCOM branch launch at Kapoka Secondary School from 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And on 20th November 2024 in Chitipa, there'll be a special school visitation for Chitekwe CDSS. On 23 November 2024, there'll be a night of prayer at Kasema Community Technical College from 8 o'clock in the evening. Well, that update brings us to the end of today's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions, feedback, or if you want to share your testimony, music, and upcoming SCOM activities, please let's get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this edition on the SCOM website, www.scommalawi.org. And remember to like our Facebook page. Remember to like and follow our Facebook page, which is SCOM, Student Christian Organization of Malawi. And the Facebook page link is www.facebook.com/SCOM.MW. And there you get more updates about SCOM, and also you'll be able to watch selected SCOM services. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM. Keep on listening to TWR, and today you were with me, Michael Kaito.
SCOM! Jesus loves you.
SCOM!
No.